Hello.
Hi there. This is a call. Kyle. This is a Kyle. This is Kyle giving you a call back from customer service. How can I help you today?
The charge for, let me see, what is it? $119.85. I refused the delivery for that product and feel that I should not be charged for that amount. And the previous month's charge is in dispute. So,
Okay.
what do I need to do to stop delivery of these products?
Well, I do believe I can go ahead and get that stopped. Just as a formality, I know it's you. Am I speaking to a Miss Gail?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I was able to pull up a record in my system through the phone number you called with, just as a formality, so I'm allowed to discuss the account with you. Can you verify your street address here in LaGrange that I'm looking at?
It's 121 Hazelnut Court.
Okay, good deal. And I do see these charges you were talking about. The latest one was 64.99 in on 12/28.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm hearing another ring buzzing in, so I wasn't sure that was whether that was you.
Okay.
Well, the only amount I have is the 119.85.
Oh, okay, I see. 119.85. So
And let's see, the months before that, when I called in to dispute, was also 119.85.
and you said you called your
119.
bank to dispute?
Yes, I did. And it's under investigation at this time.
Okay. Well, and do you know what those charges are for? Is that what you were calling about?
Yes, I
Okay,
do.
so, all right, let me look here.
I want to stop.
Yes, I can def I'll definitely get it stopped.
Okay.
It's the Derma Vanilla. It's a skin cream and moisturizing cream.
Right. There's two products.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
yes.
I mean,
And that's what this original $6.95 charge was for, the free 7-day trial.
Right.
And
Yes.
then, yeah, so the 119 is the
Another,
full
yeah,
price of the
two.
bottles.
Right.
Okay, so I see here where you've already disputed with your bank. So I'm gonna go ahead and get you canceled out. And I would be able to offer a 50% refund on that 119.85 and this most recent charge of 64.99. It looks like they tried to charge it in 12/22, but it didn't. It got declined, and then they charged a lesser amount on 12/24 that got declined. And I think they charged the 64.99 as a lesser amount on 12/28. And so anyway, I can do the on the 12/16, the 119.85. I can do 50% back on that one, and 50% back on the 64.99. But I would need to. All I would need is for you to get into contact with your bank and call back to let us know that they are dropping the dispute, or won't be. There's no hold on the account, and we can issue those refunds for you.
I would prefer to hear that from my bank,
Okay. All right.
hoping, well, yes, I would prefer to hear that from my bank.
Okay. And I think I told you wrong. I'm so sorry. I think I said 50%. We would be able to get you a 100% refund on both these charges. I'm so sorry about that. But still, yeah, if you want to just hear from your bank, then it's up to them at this
Well,
point. But if they tell you that you need to call us back, then just tell them that we told you they need to call us to confirm that there's no chargeback or dispute on the account before we can issue a full refund.
okay, if you can issue me a full refund right now, that would be fine.
Well, I would, but since you said you've already placed a dispute with the bank, technically I'm not allowed to do anything with the account anymore. I would have to hear from the bank to confirm that there's no chargeback or dispute still active
Okay.
on the account before I can issue
But
one.
didn't you just say that, first of all, that you could offer me a 50%
Yes.
return? And
Yes,
then you
ma'am.
said, oh, I'm so sorry, I can offer you 100%.
Yes, but under the that was still under the condition that we need to your bank to call us and confirm there's no dispute or chargeback.
Okay. But I will be issued 100% refund.
Yes, as long
right?
as we can confirm there's no dispute or chargeback, yes, ma'am. We will issue 100% on the two most recent charges. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the two most recent charges are
$64.99 on 12/28 and $119.85 on 12/16.
Okay, and what was the one on 12/16 again?
$119.85.
And the last charge I haven't been billed for yet was $64.99. Is that right?
Yes, it is showing that it went through on my end. It doesn't say pending. It is showing
okay.
as approved. But yes.
Yeah, it just hasn't cleared my
right
account yet.
Mm.
Okay. And what about the original $119.85, which was
on
11/14? On 11/14.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I am not allowed to touch any past charges other than the most recent membership charges. Just as a rule
okay.
in my system, I can't issue refunds on there. If you or your bank, I can't authorize a refund on that one, on the past
okay.
charges.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I need to contact my bank. Or wait for them to contact me, and then they need to contact you, right?
Right, yeah. Give them the number whatever number you use to reach us, just
mm-hmm.
give them that number, and if they can call, and we'll have to verify your street address, because that's a formality to be able to discuss the account. So as long as they have
okay.
access to your billing address, then we can discuss
mm-hmm.
the account with them, and they can confirm that there's no dispute or chargeback, then we will issue a refund on both these charges.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Hey, no problem. Thank you again for calling. I hope you have a great day, Ms. Kim.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.